You are listening to Abide in Jesus, the podcast for women who want to experience Christ's healing touch in their lives. I'm your host, author Carolyn Rice, and in this episode, I'm going to share a short devotion with you. The scripture for today is Mark 8:17 through 18, and it's from the New King James Version. But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? What was that in the corner?" I walked closer. An old, worn Bible looked up at me from the pile of antiques it lay upon. My fingers moved over the cover, faded where hands from years ago had held it. The pages, thinned with time, told the story of how much comfort it had brought. Beautiful, cursive letters inside the front cover revealed the name of the previous owner, along with a date, 1893. I stood in that antique store, enthralled by the fact that over 100 years ago, someone else had found comfort and hope in these very same words. I imagined the woman whose name was written inside, sitting in a rocking chair, reading this very Bible and having conversations with God. And now I held her Bible in my hands. Though I had no connection to the woman who owned it, this Bible spoke to me of our daily walk with the Lord. I will probably never know what this woman's story held, but I feel certain that whatever she faced, Jesus carried her through. I also know we both read about the same disciples, their story of following Jesus, and how they sometimes failed miserably, even with Jesus physically among them. One scene in their story struck a chord with me because I struggle with worry. In Mark 8, Jesus fed the 4,000 with just 7 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Then, after seeing this miracle, the disciples got into a boat and worried that they hadn't brought enough bread. This is when Jesus says, "Do you not remember?" When I am anxious, the Lord has used this verse to speak to my heart. It's as if He's tapping me on the shoulder and saying, "Remember what I carried you through before?" When I forget what God has done in my life, fear becomes bigger. But when I take a deep breath and remember the things God has already done for me, I see my current circumstances with fresh eyes. If He took care of me through all of that, He will take care of me through this too. Do you, like me, sometimes find yourself worrying about the circumstances in front of you? When you feel that worry welling up inside, take a deep breath and think of the times Jesus has already carried you through. Can I pray for you today? Father God, I pray for my dear sister in Christ. Lord, you know exactly what she's going through today, and I pray, Father, that you would show her that you are carrying her through this. I thank you, Father, that you would bring to remembrance things that you've already brought her through and how you've already come through for her. Help her, Father, to meditate on your promises and to know that your promises to her are true and they shall come to pass. They will come to pass. Thank you, Father, for carrying each one of us through today, revealing yourself to us as our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for listening to Abide in Jesus. You can find more information about me and my books at carolynsbooks.com. In fact, I'm coming out with a new Bible study through the book of Mark in just a few months. So if you go to carolynsbooks.com and join my newsletter, you'll be the first to know.